Amen. Messia e Salvatore dello Spirito Santo. Amen. Sera da pienza. Nel top il confermato al menù di tutto il schlatt, che è una flauta di un mio metà di discussione rapporto annuale dal Consiglio Maldi al Maltini di Esciubara e Malta, o stato nascita di un mio leccano al commissario Carmelo Vella. Nel grande mausch correzione, tale che il menù è già approvato. So, the second item on the agenda is the presentation by Her Excellency Janine Fink, Ambassador of Luxembourg to Malta, on the priorities of the EU Presidency of Luxembourg. First, I would like to inform you that this meeting is being streamed on our website, and later on it's going to be transmitted onto our television channel. And I ask if there is any objection to this. Thank you. So I give a warm welcome to you, Ambassador, and I wish to thank you for being here with us to make this presentation, as you had agreed during our last meeting in February. May I please start by introducing my colleagues here, Honorable Tony Fenech, he was also former Minister for Finance, and my colleague, Dr. Honorable Joe Samut, who is also a member of the Government Parliamentary Group. All of the eight priorities mentioned in the official document are of great importance, especially to us. Nowadays, European affairs are local affairs. However, we cannot but note with satisfaction on one particular item of relevance to us as a country on the borders of the EU, that is managing migration. And I'll give you the floor to make your presentation, and then I will invite the members of the committee to make the remarks. Your Excellency, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. First of all, I would like to thank you very much for receiving me here in this beautiful new Parliament building. I have seen over the last 3 years to be grown and to develop, and it's a very beautiful building, very light. May I just slide move a little bit to the side, otherwise I will. I might have to put on my sunglasses. So again, thank you very much for having me today to present the priorities of the Luxembourg 12th presidency at the head of the European Union today. I will not give you all the details because the presentation is far from being exhausted, but I will try to be as complete as possible. It is the 12th time that Luxembourg is holding the presidency, as I said. But this time, I'm afraid it might be the most difficult one because our first weekend has presented us with a mini version of concentrated of our priorities. It was migration, it was terrorism, and it was the Greek crisis. But Luxembourg will, as usual, try and work hard together with its partners to move ahead. We are also in a different institutional context because of the Lisbon Treaty. This presidency is the first presidency under the Lisbon Treaty. The different institutional context is now that we have a permanent president of the European Council. We have now a high representative for foreign affairs and security policy. We have new EU competences and we have a new institutional equilibrium. Luxembourg sees this presidency as a genuine opportunity, as an engagement vis-à-vis the European integration project, qualities to put at the service of Europe, its vocation to build bridges, very important, the capacity to reconcile diverging positions and traditions, a willingness to commit to the quest for compromise. And Luxembourg has decided to put its presidency as under the heading of a union for its citizens, to put the citizens at the heart of the European project, which means listening to the citizens, supporting enterprises, collaborating with partners and institutions. I might spare you the number of events which will take place during our presidency because this is numbers and this is not so much the substance. The key references of the Luxembourg Presidency Programme are the strategic agenda of the European Council for a Union in the Times of Change from June 2014 and the priorities for the 5 upcoming years. Then the key orientations of the new European Commission and its annual work programme for 2015 and, of course, the ongoing trio programme from Italy, Latvia and Luxembourg as the last leg of the current trio. So all in all, the priorities of the Luxembourg Presidency are 7. The first is stimulating investment to boost growth and employment. Investment plan for Europe, European Capital Markets Union, complementing financial services regulation, that means the banking reform, developing a competitive industrial policy, and putting research and innovation in the center. The second priority would be the deepening of the social dimension of the EU, supporting the objective of a AAA social rating with a focus on social investments and human capital, improvised labour markets and gender equality in the economy as well as in politics, and also improving the health of EU citizens, a very important aim of the presidency. The third big priority is managing immigration, combining freedom, justice and security with the agenda on migration, fighting against terrorism and developing a new EU strategy for internal security, reforming the EU Court of Justice, promoting the rule of law and the personal data protection. The fourth priority is the revitalization of the single market by focusing on its digital dimension, developing the digital single market by removing obstacles and barriers, and supporting the implementation of the European Energy Union, a very important aim, and I think also Malta is interested in this aim. The fifth priority, placing European competitiveness in a global and transparent framework, complementing EMU by integrating its different pillars, like the 5 Presidents' report presenting 2 weeks ago. The fight against tax evasion and fraud. The TTIP, ensuring maximum transparency and other multilateral negotiations. Sixth priority, promoting sustainable development. Promoting a sustainable growth, transition towards a green, innovative and circular economy, and being very ambitious at the COP21 and in the post-2015 processes in the United Nations, among others. The last and certainly not the least priority would be to strengthen the EU's presence on the global stage, deepening its relations with partnership countries, continuing accession negotiations with Turkey, Montenegro and Serbia, encouraging progress on forums, Albania's, Kosovo's and Bosnia-Herzegovina's European path, and promoting coherence in development policies. And finally, organizing the 12th ASEM in Luxembourg in November. Our Secretary General of the Foreign Ministry last week said, on the first day of our presidency, is that our priorities would risk being overtaken by everyday news bulletins. But we nevertheless vow to work to advance and further EU integration process, together with all partners and the institutions. I thank you for your attention. It was a brief presentation in a nutshell, and I'm ready to ask any question you might have.
Thank you very much, Your Excellency, and I invite my colleagues here, if they want to intervene and ask questions about the priorities of the Luxembourg's presidency. Honorable Tony Fennec.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for the time you have found to come and also listen to our views and share our ideas in terms of the program, which, as you said, today is actually this week has been the starting week of this six-month presidency, so we congratulate you and wish all the best to Luxembourg in this as you said, very complex effort. It's your 12th time, but in effect a very difficult one. We know that precisely today there is a very important informal summit happening with the situation in Greece, which obviously is of a concern to all EU member states, including particularly those in the Eurozone, a project which we share together, particularly in terms of the commitments we've already made to Greece, in terms of the support we have given through the various programs. Would like to hear your views on what you take and Luxembourg takes to the meaning of the vote that has been taken by the Greek people. There is an element of the Greeks deeming that this is democracy, so if they vote that they don't like the program proposed, then they can do away with it, but still have the benefits of the rescue packages we have given to Greece. In reality, we know that it's otherwise, because they are actually using the money of other voters, not their own money. You can't vote on your money, but it's very difficult to vote on other people's money, because that, I think there's a question of legitimacy there. And I would like to hear your views in terms of what are the expectations also of the summit today, and whether there will be any progress in this sense. An area of particular interest for us in Malta and the particular situation is the issue not only of migration but also of Mediterranean security. I think today these two issues need to be far more linked together. There is a serious concern, obviously, with the situation particularly emanating in Libya, where we know that most of the migration flows pass through Libya as a transitory country. Libya is not a country that originates immigrants itself. Interesting, in a recent conference organized by MEP Roberta Metsola, in which I also participated, and also there were Libyan participation in the debate, a stable Libya, a Libya which is once again a functional Libya, which has a functional government, can generate more than a million jobs for people who are transiting, looking for work, because obviously they have so much opportunities. And the fact that we are ignoring this and just looking at the few thousands that we can reallocate, it's a good number, 60,000, but when you really consider what a buffer a functional Libya can give Europe in this sense, I think the efforts that we are doing to try and see through a resolution of the Libyan conflict, in my opinion, is still far from being a satisfactory one. It is true, there is the Leon through the United Nations that is keeping the discussions. We had the Libyan Prime Minister from the Tobruk government here saying that discussions are progressing, but not seeing any tangible conclusion before December. That's another 6 months. And I think that is far a long time to see this conflict being resolved. In the meantime, we are seeing ISIS growing in Libya. ISIS is preoccupying Europe in Syria and Iraq, but does not seem to be preoccupying Europe in Libya. And Libya is the border with Europe. Syria and Iraq, there are other countries in between Europe, Syria and Iraq. But Libya is the border, the southern border to Europe. And ISIS is growing in influence and power there, and obviously in resources. And this is creating a lot of security concern, not only in Malta and Italy, but it will create a concern, I believe, in southern Europe, even in northern Europe, because we know that these people, when they do a terrorist attack, they don't really mind distance, because they actually would have already infiltrated countries through today electronic means, by finding people who sympathize with their cause and are willing to lose their life to do a terrorist attack. And therefore I would urge the Luxembourg presidency to really press upon all the European Union partners, and also the High Representative, European High Representative Mogherini, to do much more, not to leave it just to De Leon, but we need to use all the political influence powers we have on both sides of Libya. I don't think it is right to just talk to the Tobruk government. In reality, we have to listen also to the aspirations of the representation in Tripoli, because ultimately a peace process needs to involve everyone, or else it will not be a successful one. And only if we have a united Libya can we see a reversal of the territories claimed by ISIS and the risks being promulgated there. I mean, it's important to note also that ISIS are actively involved in the illegal immigration issue. They are actually, for financial gain, being a source of immigration flows through boats. And we should not allow this situation to happen. And I think there is not only it's important that we try to protect better our borders and the efforts that have been done in the past conclusions, but the real solution is Libya. If we manage to see Libya arrive to a resolution, a political resolution, then Libya can handle a lot of the difficulties we are facing, because Libya is a stateless state at the moment. So I think that is important. On the competitiveness issue, I think we are very much on board on most of the issue. We agree with the emphasis being made by the Luxembourg presidency that the issue of taxation, yes, we need to fight tax fraud and tax evasion, but we have to ensure that this is done in a fair, global, fair environment, because it's pretty useless that Europe becomes less competitive in its tax systems, because we don't have one system to try and fight tax evasion when income flows will move out of Europe to more harmful jurisdictions, if I have to put it that way. And so I think the emphasis being made by the Luxembourg presidency in this sense are indeed commendable. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Fennec. I don't know if Dr. Samoud would like to make some intervention. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us once again. The seven pillars that you are making reference to as the priority for your presidency are most interesting in bringing out certain important factors which are common for the whole bloc. And it demonstrates that although Luxembourg might be so far away from Malta, yet we are so close one to the other in that we both as nations aim at acquiring a similar result. Basically, what I was anticipating to highlight was highlighted by my colleague in the sense that what he stressed about are crucial factors for us, and this more so in a world that is evolving more, especially vis-a-vis world terrorism, which could easily inflict harmful consequences on the economy of each and any of the one single members forming part of the European Union, which would unfortunately jeopardize the whole structure of the 7 points. Here my remarks. So basically I would once again reiterate my colleague's appeal that it should be a cardinal point, a cardinal issue within your presidency to really, really address the problem that is being faced by the Libyans, but indirectly we are being faced as Europeans. Thank you.
Thank you. May I point out that it is with great satisfaction that we can notice that migration is being taken seriously by this presidency, even at the COSAC meeting. It's going to be a top issue on the agenda. However, during this presidency, Europe is going to be engaged on two fronts, mainly on the south, with the migration problem and security breaches that it could get with it due to the Islamic State, and on the east, with Ukraine. The problem of Ukraine is still present. What do you think is going to be the situation during this coming 6 months, especially vis-à-vis the EU-Russia relationships with the visa bans on certain diplomats, members of parliament, throughout the European Union and European members of parliament, or even from the Russian side? What do you think should we do, even as European Union, during this presidency, so that Europe won't be engaged on the front? I don't think it's healthy for the European Union. It is a very delicate moment with the Greek problem. And I believe that if Greece will fall out from the European Union and the Eurozone, could even have an effect on the economies of other European countries, neighboring European countries, whose economies are not as strong as others. And if that happens, would the big bear on the east benefit from it? So that's question that I would like to also thank you.
Well, first of all, thank you for your questions. First of all, I would like to remind that today we are, well, having the 10th anniversary of the London terrorist attacks. At the 7th of July, 10 years, 2005. Time is running, but it is an important moment, of course, in the UK, but also within Europe, because we had the terrorist attacks in Madrid, and since then, this year, several in France and in other European countries much closer to us. And terrorism is definitely one of the priorities we want to... It was European citizens, exactly. And it was Daesh who claimed responsibility with the attacks on citizens of countries which were engaged in war against Daesh, or ISIS, or I don't know how we should call it properly. But I would like to try and answer as much as possible your questions. Yes, on Greece. I suppose that right now summit has started. I heard that the President of the Commission and the French President and Madame Merkel were meeting with Mr. Tsipras before the Council. It is a difficult situation. There is a change of finance ministers from the Greek side, but I suppose that the request will not change. They will ask for a third way out. On the other hand, we know that within the Eurogroup, some positions are being repeated to say that that was not an option, especially from the German side. We do hope that a solution may be found. Otherwise, the consequences, not only for Greece, as already a humanitarian program has started yesterday, that is the first in the European Union ever, but also for the whole of the European Union will be. So we really do hope that there will be a solution, and that the negotiators might jump, as we said, across their shadows and find solutions, and forgetting what has been said last week's, especially. We cannot foresee, the Luxembourg presidency cannot foresee a consequence of what if no solution is being found. So I think, again, this would be, or this today is yet another summit, another meeting, maybe the last meeting of the last chance. This is all I can say at this moment, and hoping for the rest for both sides. That means for Greece and also for the rest of the European Union. You say, yes, the vote on Sunday is democracy. Well, I think we have to accept the vote. We cannot change it. We cannot question what was behind it. Maybe the Greek population was not well informed about the questions they were being asked, about the consequences of a vote of no or a vote of yes. And maybe the current government might have to think about this. But anyway, the vote has been, the result has been shown. We have to accept it, and we have to hope today for a positive outcome. On migration, we are fully aware that the two countries where I personally am accredited, Italy and Malta, but also Greece and other countries, in the south of Europe are directly interested in, well, interested by migration. My foreign minister came last week on the 1st of July to Italy, and on the 2nd of July he went to see Lampedusa. And he was coming from Berlin, where he had, on the basis of the Commission's paper on migration, already had talks with his counterparts as migration ministers. And he was quite optimistic that he could find not a solution, but a proposal already for a solution now for the informal meeting in 2 days of the Justice and Home Affairs ministers. He is also fully aware, we are fully aware, that Libya is a key to the problem of migration, not only as a transition country, but also with ISIS, as you say, operating there and exploiting migrants wanting to go to Europe. An agreement has been found a few days ago between Bernardino de Leon and the negotiating factors in Rabat. But will it hold? You, Malta, know the situation in Libya best, I think, among the European Union partners. Colleagues from non-EU countries in Rome have told me that there are more than 100 factions in Libya. So does it mean that this agreement found last week will hold, because all those factions and groups have arms and interests not to help that agreement make that Libya would again be a functional country? This is a situation very difficult to evaluate, and what can we do? What can we do not being on the ground? Madame Mogherini, the High Representative, as an Italian, knows the importance of Libya in a solution. And my presidency will work very closely with her towards the possibility of putting up a starting point of a solution, which might for Malta not be satisfactory, but it is a very, very difficult situation. We need so many information and also collaboration. It's not only done with information, but you have to have the partners working with you to put something together which might work. And I agree with you, waiting another 6 months. So put your trust into the Luxembourg presidency to work on all the different points concerning migration and Libya and terrorism, because all these issues are somehow linked. There was rather a comment on taxation. Well, you know that Luxembourg is still being targeted and criticized and attacked as a tax haven, and which is not the case. And this is the reason also why the Luxembourg presidency would like to push further common work on transparency on a level playing field, on an international level. It is, as you say, we have absolutely the same position that every actor, OECD and otherwise, they will have to have the same rules than the EU. We have to be able to do this on an international level and in all transparency and on an equal basis. Terrorism, yes, terrorism, very often it is also homegrown in a way that we have seen it, especially this year in France, we have seen it this year in Copenhagen, we have seen it in other parts where arrests have been made in groups, among groups, in Italy and other countries. So I think the Luxembourg presidency will help work for internal security matters. The last question on Ukraine and Russia. Russia, the decision has been taken to prolong the the sanctions. But nevertheless, we have to try to engage again Russia in constructive work and constructive talks, especially on Ukraine, and make the implementation of the Minsk agreement work. Both topics, or especially Ukraine, is being forgotten, not really forgotten, but sidelined now that we have the Greek topic and the migration topic on our daily headlines. But we will not forget Ukraine. My minister has been to Ukraine last week as well, and he has also been to Russia to try to bring those parties again on the discussion table, not the negotiation table, but the discussion table. This is what I may tell you so far.
I thank you, Your Excellency, for your presentation, for the presentation of the Luxembourg presidency's priorities. I am sure that your country will do well during these challenging 6 months, and I am sure that we, as a small country, the smallest country in the European Union, have a lot to learn from you, from your experience, so that when it comes to our presidency, we will be able to meet all the challenges the way you are going to meet them today. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your kind words. As you may know, Luxembourg is helping actively Malta. We will have a Maltese diplomat within the Luxembourg Ministry for Foreign Affairs, so that he or she might follow our daily work, and this is our small contribution to Malta and to all members.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We still have business to do here. It's a long agenda. l'item limit sia discussione orientale mentre l'articolo erba su principi di metà attuale dell'Unione Europea for Council decision on the system of own resources of the European Union 2014/335/UTA assetto 80 meglio per Batash. A un etnico di Daniel Sur Robert Camilleri, direttore del Ministero delle Finanze, se vi ci spiega una cosa, rispondo o ci può essere di una decisione. Alla fine, la chiara, poggi. Ma no, sul Camilleri, Cashbox, che sconcomodo la presentazione che è.
Grazie a tal sedina tijak. Għan spiegalkom tikka fil-qosor. Il-liġi tal-Lom Resources, bil-Maltin seħu Lom Resources propi tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Il-budget tal-Unjoni Ewropea huwa fil-prinċipju budget irġiġi bilanċjat, mhux bħal budget nazzjonali. Jista' jkollu surplus jew deficit, la jista' jkollu surplus u laqas deficit. U skont it-trattat, l-spiża kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea tittieġi finanzjata mir-resorsi propji, maġġor parti il-kontribuzzjonijiet li jagħtu l-Istati membri. Ħlief li jkun hemm xi multi li huma żgħar ħafna, multi jew interessi jew xi resorsi propri li ma tħallsux fil-passat. Meta wieħed jiġi biex jissimplifika l-affarijiet, l-ewwel jiġi deċiż l-expenditure, per eżempju fl-2013 150 biljun il-fondi li jagħtu lill-Istati membri kollha, l-ispejjeż amministrattivi, l-ispejjeż li jmorru għall-pajjiż tat id-dinja, eċetera, eċetera. U dawk li jiġi finanzjati minn dawn ir-riżorsi propji wara li tneħħi revenue addizzjonali. L-ewwel li jdubru huma għal customs duties, customs duties kollha tal-istati li jiġbru l-istati membri kollha eċċetto 20% kif se tkun il-qudiem, fil-passat kienet 25% li jżommu l-istati membri minħabba l-ispejjeż amministrattivi biex ħadmu n-nies sistemi tal-computers, eċċetera. Dawk jiġu qishom xi 12% tal-150 biljun fis-sena. Imbagħad idubru għal dawk li jgħidulhom il-VED-based Home Resources għax inħadmu fuq il-VED-based statistical VED-based kif irid jiġi kalkulat kull sena formuli komplikati mhux fejn qed nidħol fihom. Ovvjament il-liġi tal-VED mhijiex l-istess f'kull pajjiż għandek ħafna eċċezzjonijiet. Allura meta wieħed jara kull pajjiż kemm ġabar bil-VAT, irid jagħmel ħafna ġustamenti biex kemm jista' jkun jasal għall-harmonized VED base. U fuq mbagħad japplika call rate jgħidula ta' 0.3%. Darbejn wieħed ieħor jiġi xi 15-il biljun oħra, xi 11% oħra. L-ispejjeż kollha li jibqa' jridu jinġabru minn mill-gross national income, isir proporzjon ta' kull pajjiż. Ġifieri jekk naraw l-2013 kellek budget ta' 150 biljun, inġabru xi 15-il biljun mill-VAT, xi 14-il biljun mid-dwana, kellek xi 10 biljuni multi interessi, eċetera, il-110 biljuni l-oħra rridu jinġabru mill-gross national income. Ġifieri qabdu l-gross national income ta' kull pajjiż raw kemm kien proporzjon tal-Unjoni Ewropea kollha u applikaw dik li għajdu la court rate. Jekk naraw Malta, per eżempju, il-gross national income tagħna bħalissa qiegħed forecasted xi 8 billion tal-Unjoni Ewropea 14,000 billion għandek proporzjon ta' 0.06%, allura jekk għandek 110 biljuni, għandek 110 biljuni times 0.06%, aħna niġu nħarsu kważi 66 miljun. Mbagħad għandek id-dwana li niġbru inżommu biss 25% tagħha, dawk jiġu 10 biljuni oħra, u għandek il-VED base. Aħna fil-każ tagħna partikolari aħna u xi pajjiżi żgħar oħra bħal Luxemburg. Il-VED base tagħna komparat ma' pajjiżi oħra proporzjon tal-GNI tiġi xi 80%. Mis-se qed tonqos tikka 70 anke fiġini 70, allura dik tiġi kkappjata 50% tal-GNI. Għax li kieku nħarsu ħafna iktar mill-liħlina għalaw proporzjonatament ma' pajjiżi oħra. U hemmhekk allura nħarsu xi 12 il-biljun oħra. Bejn wieħed u ieħor issa f'sena peress li l-GNI tagħna proporzjon ma' pajjiżi oħra tela kiber brata ħafna iktar minn ta' pajjiżi oħra kemm minħabba l-economic growth, kemm kellna xi snin fejn l-inflazzjoni kienet naqal iktar għolja u ma kellna aġġustamenti tal-istatistika tal-passat. Fil-preżent qed inħarsu xi 100 miljun fis-sena. Issa jekk naraw ġara fil-ġijiet ta' 2014-20 ma tantx kien hemm tibdil, kien hemm ħafna studji, proposti, eċetera, eċetera, sakemm fl-aħħar il-Head of State, peress li hemmhekk għandek unanimity kemm fuq l-ispiża u kemm fuq revenue kull pajjiż se jħallas. Il-pajjiżi qablu prattikament li jibqa' kollox kif inuħ li xi tibdiliet kosmetiċi, twaqqaf high level group kompost minn tliet kummissarji, tliet ministri li rappreżentaw kunsil tal-ministri u tliet MPs, iċċerjati mill-eks prim ministru tal-Italja Mario Monti, li daw bħalissa qed jagħmlu studju biex joħorġu proposti għal wara 2021. Din tal-om resources storja tal-Unjoni Ewropea li dejjem naqblu li prattikament jibqgħu kważi l-istess l-affarijiet. Issa madankollu din l-om resources decision li l-prinċipji tagħha ġew maqbula fil-European Council ta' frar ta' 2013 fejn ġie deċiż il-pakkett primarju ta' kull pajjiż. Imbagħad ovvjament kellha tiġi translated into legal terms fl-liġi, dik il-liġi għaddiet b'unanimità fis-26 ta' Mejju 2014, issa kull pajjiż skont it-trattat irid imur fil-Parlament skont il-Kostituzzjoni ma kważi kulħadd in-National Parliament imur. Irid imur il-Parlamenti Nazzjonali biex jappruvaw din l-Omni Resources Decision. Qabel ma tkun approvata bil-pajjiżi kollha m'hemmx deadline għax ovvjament kull pajjiż għandu s-sovranità tiegħu ma tistax timponilu. Di waħda mill-ftit affarijiet li bqa' unanimity fuqha. Ma li tkun approvata mill-pajjiżi kollha x'aktar xi jkun fil-bidu tal-2016 jekk naraw x'ġara 7 snin ilu li damu sena u nofs, mbagħad tidħol into force din il-liġi ġdida u tibqa' tapplika sakemm mbagħad tiġi refukata minn l-Own Resources Decision ta' wara 2021 probably. Ġifri issa għadna qed inħallsu bid-deċiżjoni ta' 2013. Mhux għalfejn qed nidħol fit-tibdil li fija xi huwa vera tibdil żgħir. Pereżempju il-collection cost ta' dwana li jżomm kulħadd minn 25% naqsu għal 20%. L-inna Malta ma effettwatna xejn dik. Għax peress li l-GNI u għall-balancing item li juha tiġbor iktar mill-customs duties, allura ħa jkollha bżonn ninqas mill-GNI. U proporzjon tagħna tal-customs duties u tal-GNI huma 2.6%. Għadak li kull ma kien ribilanċja. Li għandek imbagħad għandek stati membri li kontribwixxu ħafna iktar milli jieħdu u dawn jirraġunaw li huma qed jikkontribwixxu ħafna iktar milli jifilħu bħal il-United Kingdom, UK Collection ġabet teċer għadha into force, baqgħet l-istess, kollox l-istess dik kif kienet ma tbiddel xejn, laqas bejn jagħmel tajjeb għalija, għax ma jagħmilx tajjeb għalija kulħadd dik. Għandek il-corrections u l-corrections biex eżempju l-Germania kwart biss tħallas tal-GNI tagħha tax-xejr tagħha. Għandek in-Netherlands ukoll u anke Sweden. Ovvjament dak imbagħad jinġar biss mill-pajjiżi l-oħra. Imbagħad għandek xi corrections oħra għal Denmark, Netherlands u Sweden li baqgħu bej wieħed u ieħor l-istess iktarhom prezzijiet 2004-2011 u għandek ukoll fuq il-Vett ukoll il-Germania ma tħallas bil-0.3%, tħallas bil-0.15%, jiġifieri tħallas in-nofs. Għandek ukoll xi pajjiżi oħra li jħallsu bin-nofs l-Awstrija u Sweden. Li jħallsu nofs ukoll il-koll rate tal-VAT. Dak li għandna jiġu jiswew mhux ovvjament nibda nagħmlu tajjeb għalihom aħna peress li ju tibbilanċja l-baġit trid u dawk li jiġu jiġu minn pajjiżi oħra. Aħna dawk jiġu jiswewna xi ftit iktar minn 2 miljuni il-corrections tal-pajjiżi li huma net contributors mill ta' il-United Kingdom. Għall-United Kingdom qed noħorġu għall-collection tal-United Kingdom peress li għandek prattikament 40% tal-GNI li ma jagħmilx tajjeb għalija, għax għandek 15% tal-UK, mista tħallas ما تخلص فوقها. عندك 15% أخرى حبة الجرمانيا, 20% جنيت الجرمانيا. Das Quartier bis Tignora, insomma. أحنا نسبة شاوين خالي السوبرمارتو بيخوش 6 مليون مش يكون المقول أجستامنتي الفساد ده لخال اتي تلاو نعرى لهم نجوز مش عاش بكلة الجيب لتك من بعد نستيز إما كيف دجاعت اش البروبورسيون تال جي ان نايتانا أولا وبلاسيك ده لخال كان المقول هفنا ريفيزيوني تال استاتيستيكا تال فساد مليديك يسينو أجستامنتي في كلوك ريزيرفيشنز فول جي ان ناي يسينو أجستامنتي أنكا mill-2004 fil Kastana, ma meta tħanna fl-ju. Dak li m'hemmx mistoqsijiet jew.
Yes, hemm xi taqsek xi kollega deputat li xi jagħmel xi intervent l-Onorevoli Tony Fenek.
Xtaqt infassi minn dawn l-aġġustamenti. Dan l-ħarftejn kien hemm xi aġġustamenti ġodda, jiġifieri kien hemm xi pajjiż li ma kellux jew kelluma. Zdiet affavor tiegħu dak l-aġġustament?
L-ma aġġustament?
Daw li hawnhekk intajt correction mechanism tal-United Kingdom. Bħadet ngħidu hemm related adjustments favur il-Germania u l-Olanda.
Il-United Kingdom baqgħet l-istess.
Ma tbiddilx.
Ma tbiddilx.
Germania u l-Olanda u Sweden baqgħet l-istess ukoll.
Netherlands kien 605 million at 2004 prices u sar 695 at 2011 prices. Naqas ħarira. Jekk tara tiġi proporzjon issa 15% tal-GNI contributions li tħallas Netherlands. Ma tantx tbidlet.
Jew baqgħu l-istess jew tnaqsu xi ftit.
Iva, tnaqsu xi ftit għandek lost li per eżempju tħawa ċuċati 10, 20 u 30, però dik kellha fit 2007-13 il-VED base flok kienet tħallas bil-point 3 kienet tħallas bil-point 2-5 kienet tifranka 25% mil-VED base kienem ċertu l-obbjon biex najtek imma pratikament Denmark li ma kienieċ tiħu u tiħu bissa 1-3 million at 2011 prices li dik tiġi aġġustata skont il-GDP deflator kif ikun fil-European economic forecast tas-sena sa' qabel. Denmark li ma kienx tieħu qabel. Iva.
X'nu raġunijiet li ngħatat Denmark propju dan it-trattament?
Wis probabbli għax daw jiġu deċiżi fl-European Council, taf daw jidħlu waħedhom, eċetera, eċetera. Denmark ġabet argument għalkemm ħadd ma jkollu n-numru preċiżi għax hemm formula differenti kif tikkalkula n-net balance ukoll. Ġabet l-argument iżgur mhux forsi illi hija in-net contribution tagħha il-budget rebalance skont hija huwa sproporzjonat mal-GNI, ġifieri jekk tara l-adverse budget rebalance ta' Denmark over il-GNI u tara ta' pajjiżi oħrajn nafta Finland pereżempju, ta' issa però xi tkejjel fil-budget rebalance hija Pandora's box għax pereżempju Belgium, Luxembourg, dawk għandek l-administrative expenses tal-EU, l-maġġor parti qegħdin hemmhekk, dawk toħodhom jew le. Id-dwana pereżempju, minna f'eżempju Netherlands iġbor ħafna mid-dwana dik toħodha jew le. Ġifri kull pajjiż għandu d-definition tiegħu, il-Commission għandu x-definition tagħha u ħadd ma joħroġ eżatt bin-numri x'inhuma għax naħseb ma kienu jaqblu għadek hekk.
Ovvjament Malta qed tistejġa kemm qed toħroġ 8 miljuni minħabba dal-aġġustamenti jekk kemm sew jien 2 għal tal-Ingilterra u x'hekk u 8 għal tal-oħrajn.
Issa
ma tinkwetanix għax net aħna net beneficiaries f'dan l-istadju. Però l-qudiem jista' jkun ma nkunux dik is-sitwazzjoni, il-Gvern Malti qiegħed jipprepara ruħu għall-eventwalità li nistgħu niġu f'ment li aħna wkoll nibdew nitolbu xi aġġustament.
Infatt għamilna studju, aħna ovvjament meta il-qoddim hemm ċans kbir li nkunu more developed għax il-GDP per capita purchasing power parity jaqbet il-90% ħa nitilfu ħafna mill-structural funds. Il-cohesion fund biex probabbli nkunu phasing out, nieħdu l-aħħar darba, għax ħa naqbżu biex probabbli l-ewwel darba 90% GNI dak inħadem. Issa meta nitilfu ħafna mill-cohesion policy li hija 30% tal-budget kollu, u mbagħad x'jibqa' għandek 30% l-oħra direct payments fejn aħna l-iktar li nikkontribwixxu proporzjonatament. Fil-fatt aħna kkalkulajna illi għad-direct payments ħankunu kkontribwixxejna iktar mill-li ħadna 175 million. seba' snin. Aħna l-ikbar net contributors on a proportional basis, konna u għadna. Emmek anka jekk ma nkunux net contributors overall. Għandna ħsieb li ħsiebijiet ovvjament dakhom qadba għan negozjat. Eħe, nitolbu specific correction mechanism. Għandna l-inqas li nieħdu ġifieri anke proporzjonatament. Mis qed ngħidu 175 million mhux ċajta f'seba' snin. Nieħdu 35 million, ħan nieħdu 35 million biex seba' snin u ħa nagħtu iktar minn 200 million. Plus hekk, biżempju Netherlands li semmej dik hija l-unika pajjiż li għandu correction mechanism fuq kollox. Fuq il-VAT, tħallas nofs, għandha fuq UK correction, tħallas kwart, tħallas suppost, għandha li semmejt LEP. Is 695 at 2011 prices, jiġi 15% tal-GNI li tħallas u il-collection cost għal-kem tana jibbilanċjaw, pero tana din l-insma jibbilanċjaw, xa xiktara l-import duty staqqa u maċi 11% tal-EU u jek tara il-GNI u maċi 5%, ġifri il-collection cost jizom il-member states liktar li jifavorixi il-Netherlands. Għaxie jizom ħafna iktar proporzjon ma dak li jifranka u l-pajjiżi l-oħra mill-GNI. Aħna ħankunu fit-trio tagħha wkoll, għaxie ħad tibda. Jifri diġa qegħdin nagħżlu biex kemm jekk nista' jkun nagħmlu pożizzjoni komuni. It-tier tagħna hu li fuq kull aspett tal-own resources jekk nistgħu nitolbu collection mechanism. Għandna l-vet base. Għanna argument saħtu li għanna peress li għanna l-industrija ta' turizmu kbira li samu tolbu correction mechanism il-agrikoltura kif semmejt lek. Għanna ġifiri diġa għanna il-kalkoli għadbaqa ta' għal ta' l-indis n-tu preparaw minn għabit.
Grazie kemx forsi x-interventi għor distajzi? Jidar li memx għalek nil-ingrazzjawk ta' l-intervent tijak u sem, jess, għanna rapport tal-kamra naħseb illi bil naprovaw ovvjament il-deċiżjoni. U xek? Ekko. Għalli ħani rapporta ovvjament wara s-sarri diskussjoni liġi reġistrati bi. Ringrazzjak. Għaddu għalli kal-item 4. Konsiderazzjoni ta' proposta l-introduzzjoni ta' dik li edha t-sejjaħ Green Card. Dwar din il-proposta ta' smet nota, s-sur Ian Paul Bajad, research analyst li għed ma' na' mistibli spiega fit.
Not really. Għadin jimbottaw mod primarju l-House of Lords tal-Ingilterra sabiex idaħlu din it-tip ta' proċedura li għal-kemm għal-istada miex proċedura ma' ħsiebu li forsi xi darba għad issir xi proċedura ta' kontribuzzjoni li il-Parlament Nazzjonali jistgħu jgħatu fil-qasam tal-proposti tal-leġislazzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea. Lan ta' din il-proċedura hija li kemm jista' jkun jissaħħaħ dak li huwa jissejjaħ dialogu pożittiv bejn il-Parlament Nazzjonali u l-istituzzjonijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea, mod partikolari l-Kummissjoni Ewropea li għandha rwol primarju li tagħmel proposti għal-leġislazzjoni. Sissa rajna bidħul tal trattat tal-Lisbona. Ta' jibli mill-2009, ġew imwaqfa dawk li hum jissejħu early warning mechanisms. Fejn il-Parlament Nazzjonali għandhom ir-rwol jaraw li l-prinċipji ta' subsidjarità, u proporzjonalità ma jiġux miksura. Bekk sissa l-Parlament Nazzjonali għandhom biss dak ir-rwol ta' reazzjoni l-proposti, ġifieri l-Kommissjoni. Basikament, il-Kommissjoni Ewropea tagħmel proposti għal-leġislazzjoni u minn mendu tiġi pubblikata dik il-leġislazzjoni. Sa 8 ġimgħat il-Parlament Nazzjonali ta' kull pajjiż tajjeb għandu jara li mhux qed jinkiser dawn iż-żewġ prinċipji ta' sussidjarità u proporzjonalità. Sissa mill-2009 tal-lum, bażikament rajna żewġ, kellna żewġ esperjenzi fejn ġew murja dik li tissejħ il-Gaza Safra. Il-Gaza Safra, forsi min ma jafx jgħid, hemm threshold ta' one third tal-voti, tajjeb mhux tal-parlamenti, għax inti għandek pajjiżi fejn għandek parlament wieħed bħal huwa Malta, għandek pajjiżi fejn għandek senat u parlament, f'dak il-każ Malta għandu żewġ voti. Mu pajis, per eżempju, bħal muħa, l-Nederlands għandhom vot kull chamber, basikament. Għalek, jekk titlaħaq ċertu threshold fejn il-pajizi jagħmlu dik li jissejħu reason to opinion u jgħidu sma dik il-leġislazzjoni, dik il-proposta qed jinkiseb il-prinċipju ta' sussidjarjetà, tinħarġ dak li jgħidula karta safra. Jew jekk ikun hemm aktar minnok tinħarġ dik li jgħidula l-karta oranġu. Sa xi jiġri? Jek iġuri jek. Sissa, kanna zewġ esperienzi tajjeb, wahda kienet tal-Public Prosecutor, u wahda fuq l-leġislazzjoni tal-Montedu Commission. Jekk tinħarġ il-karta safra, il-Kommissjoni se tagħti risposta u tagħti raġuni u tirrevedi jekk ikun il-każ il-proposta leġislazzjoni. Toħroġ il-karta oranġu jista' jkun hemm każ anke li twaqqaf il-proposta leġislazzjoni. Però nżewġ esperjenzi ma għandniex li ġara dar il-każ. Waħda fil-Montedu Commission waqfitha għax irat li fil-Konsil xorta mhux ħajkun hemm l-agreement għax il-pajjiżi kienu kontrija. U waqt li tal-Public Prosecutor xorta ħatibqa' sejra biha ġabet l-argumenti ma xorta ħatibqa' sejra bil-proposta kif kienet. Allura qed jinħass il-bżonn. L-Parlament Nazzjonali fejn jislu ir-rwol tagħhom fil-proposti tal-leġislazzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea ikun hemm jisu iktar rol proattiv. U l-Ingilterra, flimkien anke kien hemm xi parlamenti oħrajn bħal huma ta' l-Olanda u anke Denmark, qed joħorġu bil-proposta. Li jkun hemm tip ta' proġett pilota fejn u dan din il-korrespondenza l-għaddewna hija l-ewwel eżempju ta' dan il-proġett pilota fejn għażlu topik li huwa circular economy li jaqa' bħala dekasteri jaqa' taħt il-Kummissarju Carmelo Vella biex jipproponu qabel eventualment toħroġ dik il-proposta. Ġifieri bħalissa circular economy qiegħda f'fażi ta' public consultation, għandha public consultation miftuħ sal 20 ta' Awwissu u sadik il-public consultation għamlu qafas żej ta' rekomendazzjonijiet li għandhom x'jaqsmu dak is-suġġett sabiex jibdew isu dialogu pożittiv u jagħmlu isu recommendation lill-Commission jgħidu l-isma. Nixtiequ ndaħlu dal klawżoli f'din il-communication, il-circular economy eventualment ħatoħroġ bħala komunikazzjoni tal-Kommissjoni Ewropea. Li għamilt jiena wkoll tlab daqsxejn il-Ministeru l-Iżvilupp Sostenibbli l-Ambjent u t-tibdil fil-klima sabiex jagħti daqsxejn l-input dwar il-proposta biex naraw il-Gvern Malti ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet li ressaq il-House of Lords jaqbilx magħhom jew le. U bażikament għalkemm kien hemm xi reservations wara mhux fuq il-proposta kif imresqin fil-House of Lords, imma iktar fuq leġislazzjonijiet, proposta leġislazzjonijiet mill-Unjoni Ewropea. Tidher il-Gvern jidher li qed jaqbel mal-proposta kif kasquhom il-House of Lords, ġifieri jekk naqbdu mill-feedback li nagħta, ġifieri jidher li fejn jidħol itnaqqis tal-iskar tal-ikel, Malta għandha tilqab mod pożittiv l-approċċ strateġiku mill-approċċ fejn hemm hemm targets speċifiċi. U dan għalfej. Għax qatt ma jeżistix data f'Malta u anke il-Gvern Malti qed jgħid anke fl-Ewropa. Tajba biżżejjed biex inti stabilixxi targets. Ġifieri jekk inti Franza pereżempju għadhom kif għaddew liġi li għalu fuq il-food waste reduction ħajkun hemm qed jippruvaw naqshom xi 30%. Però jekk ma jkollokx data available ta' kemm għandek food waste, ma tistax tagħmel targets bażikament b'mod ta' percentaġġ. Għalhekk allura Malta taqbel li jkun iktar approach strateġiku milli jkollok targets speċifiċi f'dak ir-rigward. Barra minn hekk ir-rakkomandazzjonijiet qed jirreferu wkoll għal dawk li huma linji gwida U anki sabiex ikun hemm sharing ta' best practices għatam tal-food waste reduction li huma t-tnejn qed narahom li huma bħalissa utli għal Malta. Saqsejt ukoll daqsxejn il-House of Lords biex nara x'inhu l-feedback tal-parlamenti oħrajn u anki bl-assistenza tal-membru tal-istaff tagħna li għandna fil-Brussell li jkun jista' jitkellem mal-rappreżentanti tal-Parlamenti hemmhekk biex jgħiduna daqsxejn x'inhu il-feedback fuq din il-proposta biex nara fejn nkunu. U llum stess waqf senar mill-House of Lords informawni li s'issa kommettew ruhom huma erba' parlamenti li huma parlament ta' Ċipru, parlament tal-Bulgarija, il-National Council tal-Slovakkja u l-Lower House Tweed Kamer tal-Netherlands li s'issa kommettew. Però qalu li għad fadal ħafna parlamenti li għadhom ma diskutewix fil-parlament ġifieri għadhom ma formawx pożizzjoni. Naħa l-oħra għandek il-Parlament Daniż li minħabba raġuni tal-elettorali, il-Parlament Daniż huwa wieħed milli wafafu il-Green Card ġifieri, però minħabba li bħalissa kien għaddim il-proċess elettorali huwa dan ġiex iffurmat il-ġdid il-Kumitat li jista' jieħu deċiżjoni fuq din il-materja mhumiex ħajfirmaw. U hemm ukoll il-Parlament Finlandiż ukoll qed jiġġestjonaw maħabba xi raġunijiet kostituzzjonali. Il-Parlament Finlandiż apparti diġà kien iddikjara ruħu li bħala proċedura ntotel ma tantx qabel maħġbi mhux dibis jiġifieri qed nitkellmu fuq is-sirkju l-ekonomi, imma in ġenerali b'mod in ġenerali bħala Green Card kellu xi reservations. Tajjeb kien hemm ukoll li semmew xi reservations ukoll il-Parlament Taljan. Bażikament dakwa li kelli xinaj li punkt li presentation jina tajt il-rekomandazzjoni tijaj fil-biftijaj u għali għasbeċi sakem etnaraw li din t-istattejjeb il-rol tal-Parlament Maltu, tal-Parlament Ewropej vis-a-vi relazzjonijiet mal kem li relazzjonijiet, kem il-rol tal-National Parlament l-Unjoni Ewropeja u relazzjonijiet taħħom mal-European Commission qed nipproponi li il-Parlament Malti wkoll jiffirma jagħmel kont signature ma' din proposta ħażu.
Hemm xi interventi?
Naħseb li prinċipju naħseb hija idea tajba li jkun hemm iktar parteċipazzjoni f'dak li huwa kif proposta leġislattiva tiġi formata mill-Kummissjoni u li jista' anki eventwalment Parlament individuali jipproponi u leġislazzjoni li għandha tikkonsidra l-Kummissjoni fi prinċipju naħseb hija xi ħaġa tajba għax tkompli twessa l-prinċipju ta' sussidjarjetà fuq livell Ewropew. Naħseb illi ittieħdet l-inizjattiva li jisma qiegħed nippruvawha prattikalment dan li qed ngħidu, qiegħed nippruvawha naħseb hija xi ħaġa tajba, innotajt illi diġà anki l-Parlament Malti flaqa li attenda anke l-Onorevoli Francis Hamid Mek esprima dan is-sentiment u naħseb li hija xi ħaġa tajba li aħna nappoġġjaw din il-proposta.
Fil-fatt l-aħħar laqgħda l-kosak ukoll meta ġiet di proposta kien hemm ton favorevoli għalija anke cross the board, ġifieri naħseb li jkun aħna kellna naqblu ma' din il-proposta. Ġifieri fid-dawl ta' diskussjoni li sar illum din il-proposta se tkun imiss wkoll issa fil-qgħa tal-kosak li jmiss anke ħadd li ġej se jkun hemm il-qgħa ta' chairpersons u l-oppożizzjoni li kunsenni u ovvjament se tkun dik ta' favur. Grazzi. Nadwarek għall-aħħar item fuq l-aġenda li korrespondenza. L-ewwel korrespondenza kelli korrespondenza mingħand il-Ministeru tal-Affarijiet Barranin. Il-Ministeru tal-Affarijiet Barranin ikkomunika miegħi biex ovvjament ikun jista' jinforma lil dan il-kumitat, peress li anki hu stess meta kien membru ta' dan il-kumitat fil-leġislatura li għaddiet kien jinsisti li din l-informazzjoni dejjem tkun available għal dan il-kumitat, speċjalment fejn se tidħol is-Sigurtà Nazzjonali. U l-informazzjoni natat li kienet proprju fuq il-preżenza ta' helikopter ta' għawa navali Ingliża li għaw f'Malta bħalissa. Oriġinarjament suppost kellhom ikun għaw it-tlieta helikopters li huma fuq il-Bulwark, imma l-Gvern Malti aċċetta biss li jkun hawn wieħed biss. U l-informazzjoni natajt kienet proprju li din ma tmurx kontra l-artiklu 7 tal-Kostituzzjoni ta' Malta li x'wan qegħdin nieħdu sehem fih anke mħabba sigurtà nazzjonali ħabba xi attakki terroristiċi jew infiltrazzjoni terroristiċi li jista' jkun hemm fil-minnaħa tal-immigranti li ovvjament ikunu qegħdin jaqsmu mill-Libja għat-territorju nazzjonali. Il-helikopter 124 persuna bħala kru li huma soldati full metal jacket li huma stazzjonati ovvjament għaw Malta ma l-ele maġur xabba full metal jacket so ovvjament il-ministru tal-affarijiet barranin xtaq li dan il-komitat ikun informat bil-prezenza ta' ovvjament ta' biċċa militari barranija fuq territorju tagħna. Għana kwa li t-tratta ta' 12 ġunju, għalfejn humistax, minn għandu.
Nafu għalix, għalix jitt-rifi ta' tal-bufu iżver xelikopter iż-loħra?
Minn ħabba li kien ħajkunaw, mux 24, ma kien ħajkunaw xie 84 persuna, u bat li jizom, għandek stakkament sħiħ. Allura jkunem prezenza militari piuttost massiġġa.
Fan-aircraft
carrier, fan-aircraft carrier, kien ikun. Ma dar, għedina kibus, tal-gvern lokali, ma temmellix diffe. Mela, għandna kwa li trattata 12 ġunju 2015 minn Lord Boswell, President tal-Kumitat tal-Affarijiet Ewropej tal-House of Lords, war proposta Green Card u din ġiet diskussa taħt item number 4. Għandna kwa li trattata l-ewwel ta' ġunju 2015 minn id-Direttorat tal-Maltin li jgħixu barra minn Malta fejn il-Ministeru tal-Affarijiet Barranin dwar rakkomandazzjoni tal-lot ta' dritt tal-vot il-Maltin jgħixu barra. Kif kien itqal fil-laqgħa meta ġie diskuss ir-rapport annwali tal-Kunsill għal-Maltin li jgħixu wara minn Malta taw niżgħux rakkomandazzjoni li kienu nbagħtu għall-konsiderazzjoni tal-partiti politiċi. Dwar dan naħseb m'hemmx wieħed iżżid, nistennew ovvjament il-balluni jasajd il-partiti politiċi persi. Mela bħala konklużjoni l-aġenda hija eżawrita u allura l-Kumitat huwa ġġornat għall-ħamis 9 ta' Lulju 2015 fis-sitta fil-laqgħa mal-Ministru għall-Affarijiet Ewropej Taljan Sandro Gozzi. Peress il-lin se kunim sifer ne proponi li dik il-laqa diġi presenduta mill-Onorevoli Joe Sammut, jew l-Onorevoli Franco Merci, għasma fil-kas. Nablu?
Ida. Meċċeta jie Franco?
Id-dependi jek.
Skont il-bordat.
Għal xie ġalada?
Ħamis, fil-sitta.
Għal-Mattalian.
Fil-sitta.
Mattalian.
Jinsan kunem. Issa, n-informa u kolla din il-laqa. Antimo mal ma vieksom. Ne forma qual il membri? Ne forma il membri l'ambasciatrice tana l'Italia Vanessa Frazier set kun fil kamera tal kumitat o shi minuta ave della abish tibri fiakom o tuije fshi misto asiet li instaikolkom. Grazie alla che la giornata. Thank you very much.